And welcome to hour two of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Daily, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The replay will be at 6 p.m. for the second hour today on AM Radio 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. Also, the program will be archived, or I should say, streamed also, 1360khnc.com, podcasts, either 1360khnc.com or AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Discussing Saudi Arabia ditching the dollar. In the last 20 minutes of the last hour, I think I might begin again to just recap. Saudi Arabia decided not to renew the decade-old agreement with the United States using the petrodollar. Instead, Saudi Arabia has decided that it will use the yuan, the RMB, the euro, the yen to trade, it would sell its oil and receive in return those currencies. What this means is, for those who, and I know this audience, we talk about the Federal Reserve. It has just destroyed the Federal Reserve. The financial system that has controlled the people of this country. Federal Reserve, the World Bank. No longer do the nations go to the World Bank, America's World Bank, or the Rockefeller World Bank. They don't need to. Now they can go to the International World Order Bank. They can borrow from China, Russia, the BRICS nations collectively. This destroys the IMF. The International Monetary Fund. These nations don't have to use the World Bank in trade for their currencies. They don't have to use the IMF to borrow money from the Rockefeller Bank. They now have a new bank they can go to. The BRICS nations have been putting together a bank that second world countries can borrow from at lower interest rates. They don't have to have a sword put to their throat. This is a change in the financial world internationally. Now there are two financial systems in the world. Both will be digital. Both are working on digital trade. America's digital system will be the eventual system of Antichrist. In the multipolar, the international world order, they will use digital. But you will not have to sell your eternal soul to buy and sell. No one will present this to you. They don't want to present the truth to you. The churches, all of the main denominations, the evangelical churches, are not really interested in this concept, because they feel they are they don't have to use these systems, how wrong they are. They won't tell you about, in the evangelical churches, the pastors are too busy making money rather than tell the people of the country and their congregations that this digital currency that's coming is one of the signs of the end of the world, the end before Christ comes. With Saudi Arabia on Saturday refusing or making the decision not to renew this agreement with America, it sent shockwaves in the international community. Anybody that that follows currencies, they know what just happened. Saudi Arabia told all of the nations in that BRICS network and the network to come that they are not afraid of America's sanctions, military, diplomatic tensions. They're not afraid. They're willing to make a statement, which they just did. Russia, China, India will come to the aid of Saudi Arabia. They will buy Saudi oil. Saudi will begin to restrict percentage-wise oil being sold to the West. This is basically war against America. Now, with the digital currency in the multipolar world, again, like I say, they will use digital currency. There will be two digital currency systems in the world, one in the West, the unipolar West, one in the multipolar East. The Africa, pretty much all of the Asia, Central, Middle East, Africa, South America. Not America. Out of the wine press news, this was last year, October. The United Nations formally launched a digital ID governance framework tied to banking.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
You know, before I go to this article concerning the digital governance, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue on this matter of the ditching the petrodollar. This was last week, end of the week. The Moscow Exchange suspended trading dollars and the euro. The move has been prompted by a new round of sanctions imposed by the United States. The Moscow Exchange suspended trading in dollars and euros on Wednesday. The move having been prompted by a new sanctions package unveiled by the United States Treasury earlier in the day. The suspension affects foreign and precious metal trade, as well as stock and money trading on Russia's largest public trading markets. MOEX, or the Moscow Exchange, noted in a statement, except for dollars and euros, all other financial instruments remain operational. Derivatives market has been unaffected by the exchanges. The trade going on as usual. Russia's central bank elaborated on the matter in a separate statement explaining that the transactions in the U.S. dollar and euro will continue on the over-the-counter market. To establish exchange rates, the Bank of Russia will be using bank records and information from digital over-the-counter trading platforms. Earlier on Wednesday, the United States Treasury Department rolled out a new package of restrictions against Russia targeting the country's foundational financial infrastructure. According to the package, Secretary, which Janet Yellen claimed Russia has fully transitioned into a war economy. She is correct. She is absolutely correct. This is a war economy. When you sanction billions of dollars from a nation, what is the response of a nation going to be? Let's have tea? Let's have lunch? No. America will not cease every attempt to destroy Russia. America will not cease. For anyone thinking that America will eventually decide we'll leave Ukraine like we left Afghanistan, you're not thinking correctly. For world hegemony, the United States has to rule Central Asia. The enemy of America has been Russia. China is a threat, Russia a bigger threat. Russia is too near the European nations. The big threat in Russia, not nuclear weapons. The big threat in Russia is a man. A 6'10" man. His name is Vladimir Putin. The strategy of the multipolar world, a BRICS network, destroying the U.S. dollar, is maybe a decades old concept. But there was only one individual that could take a concept and make it and realize it. Vladimir Putin. Going back to Hillary's election, she accused Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. She was right to accuse Russia because Russia, Vladimir Putin, had been playing her tune and kept her messing with her instrument to make sure her instrument was off pitch, meaning her empire. When she was Secretary of State under Obama, who was it that was interfering with her? She and Obama's plan to further America's world hegemony during that administration? Russia. And not just Russia, Vladimir Putin. And where? Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry, in Syria. Okay, I'll go back to the article. This was out of RT News. No, I'm sorry, Sputnik News. So, this is a war into a war economy is now deeply isolated from the international financial system. Yes, Russia is. Because Russia did not want to be part of Klaus Schwab control. Russia is fully Russia has complete control over her economy and is not being dictated to by anybody. There are no the sanctions, yes, but no one is telling Vladimir Putin what to do, like the U.S. and Macron in France. Why is Macron so powerful? Because of the United States. These European nations, because of empire, they have to play the game. They're not free nations. Russia is. China is. India is. Brazil. America, CIA down in Brazil, don't think they're not trying to interfere with Brazil's desire to be free from American sanctions. They're doing a great job of it. Today's actions strike at the remaining avenues for international materials and equipment, including their reliance on critical supplies from third countries, Yellen asserted. Yes, the United States does not want these third world countries supplying Russia with anything for two reasons. Russia is trading with them, and by this trade, these nations can develop. And as they develop, they can become independent. America doesn't want this. Kind of like that saying that I didn't really like. Keep them pregnant and barefooted and home. Bad analogy, but still real. Keep the third world countries at war with each other. Don't let them trade. Steal their resources. Steal their minerals out of the ground. Steal their riches. Don't pay them anything in return. Keep them poor. Keep them sanctioned. Keep them hostage to the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund. And Russia has, through the years, going back to the 40s, has helped these communist nations survive? Why is Cuba still basically alive? Because of Russia, in spite of U.S. sanctions. U.S. sanctions have basically, these people in Cuba are basically no new cars. They can't buy cars. They're still driving 57 Chevys that have been, the engines have been built, rebuilt three or four times. But that's the only way for them to get around, because of American sanctions. Now, the American people are finally starting to wake up. And what I mean by that is this. We, as the government, we sanction the nations. We keep them hostage monetarily. And in this country, what is the big issue at every election? Taxes. This is the way the American people are sanctioned. I lived in Vegas, Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, there were more ways for the city of Las Vegas to get money out of the hands of businesses than you can imagine. I have a friend that was a doctor. He was a natural remedy. He did nutrition. People would come to him, and I can tell you, through nutrition, these people were healed of cancer through nutrition. He knew what to give them. He had three employees. One day he said, somebody from the city of Vegas comes in the door, says, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. He says, the city just passed an ordinance that you have to pay X amount for each employee that you have employed. It's for some kind of development fund. And he goes, what are you talking about? Yeah, every year you have to pay $500 for each employee that you employ. And these are small businesses. This wasn't the casinos. These were the little businesses, restaurants, $500. And he said, you're taxing me here, you're taxing me there, you're getting me for this, you're getting me for that, I'm paying this and that and all these. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. He said, well, it's a law. We just passed a law. He says, okay. He says, girls, I want your hours. I have to write your paychecks out. And this guy said, what? He goes, no, I'm not putting up with this. This is extortion. It's extortion. It's a mafia. Nothing more than mafia extortion. He said, I'm sorry, but I'm letting my girls go. And he let these girls go that very day. He took their hours, paid them, and he apologized. I have to let you go. He ran the business by himself. The American people, can we change the extortion laws of taxation? No. It's going to get worse. I used to drive, and I won't be able to tell this story because I'm going to the bottom of the hour. I used to drive. We were going to have to pay to take dirt from Henderson to Vegas. We were going to have to pay. When we crossed over the border, we were going to have to pay an extra fee for each trip. Thank goodness I used to drive a semi, and we were going to have to pay. If you go from Henderson wanted $5 a load, or every time you cross the line. Las Vegas wanted $5. North Las Vegas wanted $5. Summerlin wanted $5. How are you going to keep track of that? Cell phone. But fortunately, they voted it down. Extortion. American people that love this country, there is a system that is evil. There is a system where what is happening, this country is doing to other nations, they're doing it to the people of this country. And there's nothing we can do about it. We have to be...
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. We have to be flexible. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
The whole world is now. It owes its soul to the company store. At least half the world. The New World Order. the company store, empire, extortion. And it will only get worse. This is why presently there is a war between the East and the West, and the East meaning the international world order, the global South, South America, Africa, Middle East, some very few of the European nations, Russia, China, many Asian nations, India. The international order, a new international order. Then you have the, it's called the multipolar nations. Those that have joined the BRICS network plus, BRICS 5 plus, another 10 here short recently. Now you have Saudi Arabia and Iran and Turkey, Kyrgyzstan. They've joined, they're joining a multipolar world nations, and there are going to be many nations added to it. Empire, America, has lost the opportunity for complete world hegemony because of Russia and China. I can't get to all the articles. BRICS countries will hold a dialogue with other developing countries, which was on June 12th. One day after the BRICS foreign minister meeting the foreign ministers had a dialogue with officials from 12 other developing countries, including, again, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Thailand, Venezuela, and more like-minded partners are set to join the BRICS family, said Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. I read this last week, but I have to read it again, parts of it. During the dialogue, which is also known as BRICS Plus, the delegates of the 10 BRICS countries held a conversation with 12 important developing countries with regional representation. This is what I said about Asia. Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Kazakhstan, Belarus, Turkey, the Mauritania, I don't know where that is, Cuba, Venezuela, and Bahrain. Wang said BRICS Plus is an important dialogue platform for BRICS countries to engage with a wide range of emerging markets, developing countries. And with these wide markets and developing countries, guess who is not going to be invited to the party? Empire. England is not going to be invited. England rides our coattail. England buys our natural gas. England, the great power at one time, now a laughingstock. The king, he waits for Mama to die, and then she dies, and he's so old, he is in terrible health. He has cancer. His mistress wife, the one he was committing adultery with when he was married to Princess Di, she's going to end up doing the same thing Jill Biden is doing with Joe Biden, the nurse. And the thing is, Jill, she doesn't spend time with Joe. What's she going to visit with him about? The people of the world, I have to go back to this, the people of the world are laughing at the American people because we don't think. We don't think things through. Jill doesn't do anything with Joe except when they go out and are forced to be out in public. He has caretakers back at the IU where they take care of him at night. I don't know what they hook him up to at night. She doesn't take care of him. He has a group of nurses that tend to him. I don't think she spends 10% of her day with him. And he can't play chess. He can't play checker. No crossword puzzles. He can't play cribbage. Or, you know, any of these games. If the real Joe Biden is even alive, I know he can't do anything. Some speculate that there are 2-3 minimum alternative Joe Bidens. And they practice day and night, falling down, looking around, walking off stage. And the whole world laughs at the American people. The whole world laughs. He goes overseas to this last get-together, and he starts to walk off. Some poor lady who's not assigned to take care of him has to walk over and grab him and bring him back. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? The American people are a laughingstock of the world. The great nation, the United States, a great nation at one time, is now a joke. When these world leaders get together, they discuss Joe Biden.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Because you're mine.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. I stream for 2 hours. And then in the evening, the one of the hours will be played on 1360 KHNC AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, 6 to 7 p.m. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. Also, both hours on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Going back to the matter of a multipolar world, there is a mutiny, international mutiny taking place. It's evident for those who want to know the truth. The nations are in rebellion against the stranglehold of the American dollar since the time of since about the mid-70s, when the Rockefellers had the petrodollar system, the strategy internationally using oil dollars. This family, the vision that they had, the father, John Rockefeller, his vision, this man was a visionary in the occult, in witchcraft, looked out into the 100 years into the future. And he saw he knew, not having computers, he knew how to intricately put a plan to control everything. You drill a well, you own a steel company to build the pipe and make the pipe, you use a steel to build rail, to build trains, tankers, couplers, the refineries, and he saw it all, and he did it. You can control it like people, cradle to grave, from bringing it out of the earth to getting it to market. I say it's brilliant, brilliant, and it had to be. With this mutiny that is taking place internationally, the nations of the world want freedom from American hegemony, American military, American sanctions financially, from American coups going into a country, interfering with the political process in the nations, and the whole world now, there's a mutiny taking place. It's going to be successful. And this mutiny has begun to limit the American, the power of the dollar internationally. And because of it, I'm telling you, the families that rule this country and rule the world are not going to put up with the nonsense and this mutiny of the Russia, China, the BRICS nations, the multipolar world countries, and the nations that will join. They won't put up with it. They're going to already, America is in, how do I put it? the strategies to begin destroying these nations, this Pentagon, they already have the steps that are necessary to begin attacking the nations. There's a verse in some verses in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, I believe it begins, to the next two, three verses. God says to America, "You are my sledgehammer. You are my wrecking maul. You are my battle axe, my club. With you, America, I am going to destroy nations. And when you're done with these nations, they will be like wastelands." It's in the Bible. And who's going to do this? It will be what we in the Christian West call an individual antichrist. Where will be the seat of his power? America. Will he be able to destroy all the nations completely? No. But he'll be very effective in making these countries, especially along the coasts, they will have to carry water in buckets. America is vindictive. You hit us.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad an 8 to 10 foot autumn glazed maple tree for only $199.99. 3-year-old fast growing privet hedges now get 6 for $326. 7 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless white flowering crabapple trees now $199.99. Save 40% on 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall ponderosa pine trees now $209.99.
You take come I-25 see. 25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
punish the nations of the world in numerous ways. Forget about bullets, rockets, bombs, aircraft. We can destroy their ways to communicate. We can use satellite. We can cause earthquakes. Volcanoes, cause volcanoes to erupt. We have the technology. This is what makes America so very, very powerful, our technology. Our technology is, Russia has great technology, China, but through DARPA and through the military, through the Pentagon, through all of the armed forces, we may not have the, we may not bring about world hegemony, but if we can't have it, the families that rule this country, the families that rule the armed forces, the families that control everything in Washington, D.C., well, if we can't own it, we'll destroy it. If people, if nations won't go along with the desires of this nation, well, we have ways to deal with them. No rain on their crops, or too much rain and flood their crops. Technology. Nikola Tesla technology made this possible. Nikola Tesla, a very open to the other world in the other dimension. And what came through the dimension to his mind? Forbidden technology. And Christ foresaw it in the book of Revelation and warned us about that technology. Fire coming down from the sky in Revelation 13. Fire that comes down from the sky, hotter than the sun. Well, we call it laser. That's just to begin with. And some of the, we see flying saucers or whatever you want to call them, UFOs. Could it be just hologram? We will punish the nations that interfere or attempt to interfere with the control of these very powerful families in this country and internationally. These people are the enemies of mankind. I'm going to finish tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 1360KHNC.com. Let's visit tomorrow.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today.